Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about that? Woo! You are awesome. Thank you. No wonder why she won American Idol. My goodness.
Thank you.
Sitting by the dock of the bay. That was great.
Thank you.
So
sorry, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
To keep saying thank you. It's all good. It's polite. Anyway, like, what kind of music influences you? What's your stuff?
Oh man. Well, I love Rachel Yamagata, Sarah Bareilles,
yes.
Brandi Carlile.
Ooh.
I love all of them. So much. I mean,
I could feel it in your music.
Yeah, my favorite is Katie Tunstall, actually.
Yes.
She's my
black horse in a cherry tree.
She's my absolute favorite. She's like my Pandora station.
Really?
And also Dido. Oh. And like the old, like Jewel, Alanis Morissette.
Goosebumps. You're hitting them all.
The 90s stuff is awesome.
It's when I grew up.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's some amazing stuff. And I love, how important is it to keep the vocal cords wet? I mean, like, the way you took that break in there and, like, hold up, drink, and then you killed that note. How important is that?
Well, I'll tell you a story, guys. I am not really a – I don't think I could pass a master class as doing the right techniques as a professional singer, okay? Let me just tell you that. Because I don't warm up. I'm really lazy.
Lover.
And also on American Idol, before like every show, I would drink like whole milk.
Okay.
And not warm up. And I know that's like 101. You're not supposed to do any dairy. But really, dietary restrictions for me are just really hard.
Okay.
No, like I just don't care.
Just eat it
enough.
All. Just have fun.
I just love food,
it.
You know? And so that. I'm like, you can't tell me I can't have cheese or I can't have whole milk, you know?
So
anyways,
that
I don't
helps.
Do.
Maybe you've discovered some new technique.
Well, I don't do any of like the regular singing, you know, like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
I
never get it. What is
I'm like,
that
you know what? I'll warm up.
What is the brrr?
I can't do it.
But they do it all the time.
We had choir class
like,
in high school.
What's wrong with you?
I could never do it.
It's so weird.
It is weird.
You're
it is
awesome.
Weird.
So
you.
Anyway, let's get behind the scenes of Maddie here. We were talking, well, my boss couldn't be here, Tom. However, a radio station 15 minutes away from your home.
Yes.
That is the program director. He worked there, and they are a huge supporter of you. I'm all about hometown team.
They are. Yeah, he said he got his start at Y99.3, and that is a Waverly local station
Shout out.
Is so, yeah, sorry, on another radio
station.
It's all
good. I like
but,
good people.
But anyways, yeah, they play my music all the time. And I, you know, they were playing my music, you know, even when, you know, like I did The Voice too, and I didn't get a chair to turn.
Did you know that?
And it was a big.
And
they
didn't turn, idiots.
Well, it's okay. It's okay because, you know.
Adam.
I've said this, you know, it's okay because I wasn't ready then. I didn't, you know, I didn't get my guitar. I wasn't singing the right song. I was not ready. If it would have happened then, as a minor too. And so now.
Interesting.
It just, the timing was perfect for this. And anyways, what I'm saying is like, even when I, you know, other people were like, oh, she didn't make it on The Voice, whatever, next. They were like totally believing
come,
in me.
Come
still.
Back. And we'll play your song.
Yeah.
Play
so that
for
was,
us. Yes.
It's really awesome. Yeah.
It's all about supporting the hometowners. So we love that. And things happen for reasons.
That's so true. You know, and I say I am, you know, all the times I fail because I've done so many like auditions and, you know, fallen short. And I'm grateful for that, though, because it makes me appreciate this so much more. And I've learned from it. And also, I love, you know, I mean, when I heard that, I mean, it's kind of inspiring to other people. You know, when I heard that Katy Perry was dropped from 4 record labels and stuff, and I was like, okay, so you can, you know, you're going to hear a million no's before you get a yes. And it's inspiring for, you know, because if everyone just got through on their first yes, it would kind of be like, well, then you would think the first time you heard no, well, it's not going to happen for me.
It's all over, but you know? That's not ever the case. Yeah. We were talking earlier. You know me on the radio. Hashtag never give up. This girl never gives up. I love that about you. telling you, she's going to be a rock star. I was thinking about this American Idol show long time ago. First winner. Fast forward a few years. She's on fire, and so will you be. I could see you hosting the Billboard Music Awards. Yes.
Speaking of which, did you know she was hosting the Billboard Awards, and she got her appendix taken out like 20
Maddie,
minutes later?
How insane is that? I was blown away. She apparently was struggling from appendicitis the entire week, which, in all honesty, I was talking to Mama Priestley about this on the way here today. Oof. And I say, I bow to you ladies. You are the strongest human beings on this dang planet. And if it was up to men to populate this planet, we'd be extinct. So that Kelly Clarkson did what she did at the Billboard Music Awards, that was huge.
Yeah.
And she was great. And I'm telling you, the universe is very circular. Things come around. And I see huge things.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
What do you love? What makes you happy?
Oh, man. The Office. Forensic Files.
Ah, I'm like, you go to The Office. Oh, no. The show.
What makes me happy?
Do you go to the movies?
No, I'm such a homebody. Like, I would so much rather just, like...
Sweatpants, the couch.
No makeup, hang with my family, watch TV.
I love
you know?
Family.
Yeah, my family makes me happy.
That's awesome. Yeah. Family is the most important. Yeah. Family first. Cool. So what do you got coming up here in the next couple of weeks, months, summer? What do you got going on?
Well, I keep looking down at this thing because it says Whirlwind on it.
Oh.
And that's the name of my album.
It is. And it's kind of been the theme of her life.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. So I was, they wanted me to decide on an album title and I couldn't think of anything. I was like, I don't. What do I call this? And I somehow stumbled upon Whirlwind because I was like, you know what? It describes my life the past year, and it seems like every time I get interviewed, people say, "Man, I bet your life has just been such a whirlwind."
Glad I didn't say that.
And so even people after I named my album that kept saying that, and I was like, I'm so glad I named my album that. But
that's a big one.
This past year has been a whirlwind, and also how the album came together. I'm with Hollywood Records, and so they would set up writing sessions, and so I was meeting new people, new producers every day. I think, the amount of people who worked on this album is crazy because I didn't know anybody in the industry before making this. I was just kind of thrown into these rooms with these people, and okay, hi, nice to meet you. Let's write. What do you want to write a song about today? You know, and
that's
it's
how
like
it goes.
It was crazy, and so wow. So and also all the songs. I like to experiment with all kinds of things. And I think when I made this album, I kept finding new sounds that I loved. You know, and so there's like there's a country song. There's a something that sounds kind of like Norah Jones. There's stuff that sounds like, but then there's like Made You Miss. That it's just like, it's a whirlwind. Does that make sense?
Very apropos.
Yeah. Yeah.
May 17th, mark your calendars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a big day.
I'm excited, yes.
What are you going to do for the album day?
Well, we're having a release party.
Cool.
Am I supposed to say that? Yeah. Okay,
sure.
Cool. She gives me the thumbs up. Yes.
And we're all invited. No, I'm only kidding.
You can.
Oh,
yeah. No, that's the night before. I'm really looking forward to that. And, just doing different press-related stuff. I'm just excited to finally be able to have content to have songs that I can play,
It's going to be so exciting. And you're real big on social media, too.
I try. It's hard.
It is so hard.
So hard.
I'm an old man. This thing is a pain.
Do you ever see these
butt.
Like Instagram girls who have millions of followers and they're so like professional pictures. They have great captions. They're like, comment heart below and I'll DM you. Or they're constantly posting. And I'm like, and they're killing it. And they're making a living doing this. And I'm like, how do you do this?
Where do you get the energy?
Like, I get sick of it sometimes. I'm like, it's just. People can be really brutal, and it's just like,
thank you.
You miss out on
and
life.
People, stop being brutal. Just be kind. Whatever happened to the rule? If you don't have anything nice to say, say nothing at all.
Yeah. But you miss out on life too. When you're looking at your phone,
I'm very
guilty of that because I'm obsessed with Candy Crush. I know 2012 called. They want their game back, but. I love Candy Crush, and my boyfriend gets so mad at me because I'm obsessed and I can't stop. I'm on like level 400.
Look at me. Whoa, that's awesome.
it's too much.
So the boyfriend was on the show as well,
yes,
correct?
Yep.
Yes. I got a couple of messages previously asking about Caleb. How is he?
He's great. He's living in Nashville with another fellow contestant, Garrett Jacobs.
Cool.
So he's, working hard down there and gigging around, and I get to see him on Sunday, actually. So he's coming out to L.A. too.
That's cool. So, nice. Yeah. His family out in L.A.?
Is my family?
Yeah, because it's Mother's Day on Sunday. I'm thinking about family.
Family is not out in L.A.
Shout out to Mama Poppy.
Yes, but they are. In Iowa still.
Okay. Yeah. Well, wish Mama happy Mother's Day.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, I hope you and Caleb have a nice reunion on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm excited. I don't know how long it's been. Maybe a month or so, but it's fine. We stay really busy, so it's like.
No worries. All's good.
All is good.
All is good. So what else is going on with you?
Oh, man. This is just a spill-all interview.
Just want to hear it all. Tell us.
Actually, I don't know.
Does anybody have a question in the crowd, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I was thinking it myself. Oh. Who would you love to collaborate with was the question.
I know who. I'm pretty sure. I know this is really bad. I should know how to say his last name. I'm pretty sure it's Nate Roos from Fun.
Oh, my goodness. Lead singer. Nate Roos. Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
I didn't know. It's spelled kind of weird. So.
Fun, We Are Young.
He's also had a great
solo career, worked with Pink. I love
him.
Nate.
You know what's crazy? I was telling this story the other day. So you know the new song by Pink, Walk Me Home?
Sure.
That was the first song that Hollywood Records had pitched to me.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
I just came off the show and I was very... You know, I'd not worked with producers. I wasn't used to like big production, so it scared me when I first heard it. I was no,
it's like big no, song. I mean, well, Pink kills on it, and
yeah.
I
heard it, and I was like, oh, it's so much production. I didn't know what to think of it, you know. And then by the time I was like, okay, I want to try it. They're like, oh, it's to somebody else. But
Pink stole it.
But I think it's a super cool story because I saw it on the. I've been waiting for it to come out. Like, who's gonna release it?
Wow.
And then I saw it on the chart, and I was like, no way is that the same song. So
she crushed.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Pink is awesome. By the way,
she is awesome.
I hear some Pink also in your styling.
Wow, I love her. She's great.
Powerhouse here. Any other questions in the crowd? Maybe. No. Well, I think that maybe we give Patty. Maddie and Priestley a little bit of a break to
Patty
rest.
Poppy, that'd be a good name.
We might have just started something. Are we doing this? Patty
Poppy.
No. Maddie Poppy. Sweetie, I need to take a break. You need to take a break. And then you guys get to come up here and take a picture and hang out for a little bit. Yeah. Cool. I can't believe I gotta be on the radio in 40 minutes.
Oh, man.
20 minutes.
Yikes.
Yikes.
You better get going.
I better get going before I call her Patty Poppy again. Maddie. Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, May 17th, Whirlwind. Make sure you get it, download it, tell your friends. This woman's going to be a star right here. Your American Idol, Maddie Poppy.
Thank you so much.